from Washington. This is VOA News. The first Ebola-related death reported in Mali. Iraqi forces reportedly take a stronghold from the Islamic State. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. Mali's first confirmed death from the Ebola virus has now been reported. Health officials in Mali say a 2-year-old girl recently returned from a trip to Guinea is dead of Ebola. The child's death is Mali's first confirmed casualty from the virus. The release of recovering Ebola patient Nina Pham in the U.S. from a Washington area hospital Friday was a boost for the Obama administration, which has come under intense criticism for its handling of the Ebola cases that have so far appeared on U.S. soil. In his Saturday address, President Obama said Americans must be guided by science rather than fear in their reaction to Ebola. He cited the conditions of the first Ebola patient in the United States.
You cannot get Ebola easily. You can't get it through casual contact with someone. Remember, down in Dallas, even Mr. Duncan's family, who lived with him and helped care for him, even they did not get Ebola. The only way you can get this disease is by coming into direct contact with the bodily fluids of someone with symptoms. That's the science. Those are the facts.
Security sources say Iraqi Kurdish militia fighters have retaken a northern Iraqi town on Saturday after fierce clashes with militants from the group calling itself the Islamic State. According to a Kurdish intelligence official, the fighters gained control of the town of Zumar and some surrounding villages after a wave of U.S.-led coalition airstrikes on Islamic State positions. In a statement Saturday, U.S. Central Command said coalition warplanes conducted 22 airstrikes against Islamic State forces in Iraq on Friday and on Saturday. This is VOA News. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has declared a state of emergency in the northern Sinai after a terrorist attack Friday that killed at least 30 army soldiers. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
A group of Egyptians chanted against the violence in Cairo a day after a deadly suicide bombing in the Sinai and a separate gun attack. A mother of one of the soldiers who died Friday cried and demanded retribution. A man said Egyptians are tired of violence and it's time to put a stop to it. The government declared a 3-month state of emergency in the northern and central Sinai Peninsula and closed the Rafah border crossing to Gaza until further notice. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The United States has condemned Iran for executing a woman who killed a man to defend herself from an alleged sexual assault. The 26-year-old woman was hanged Saturday morning. The death penalty went ahead after the family of her alleged assailant, a former Iranian intelligence agent, refused to pardon her. At the U.S. State Department, spokeswoman Jen Psaki said there were, quote, serious concerns with the fairness of the case, unquote, including reports that confessions were made under severe duress. The U.S. State Department is calling for an investigation into reports Israeli Defense Forces have killed a 14-year-old Palestinian-American teenager. The Israeli Defense Forces say an attack was prevented when the military fired on Orwa Hamad, whom the IDF says was throwing a Molotov cocktail at a highway Friday evening in the West Bank town of Sidwad. A prominent Sudanese bishop is pressing for an immediate end to what he says are indiscriminate attacks on civilians in the Nuba and Blue Nile regions of Sudan. For VOA, Mohammed Yusuf has a report from Nairobi.
Bishop Makam Gassib said there has been a wave of aerial bombardments in the last 2 weeks targeting the people of South Kordofan. He cited eyewitnesses' accounts of an October 16th attack by government warplanes that killed 7 people and wounded a dozen more. Gassi says the bombings mark a notable increase in attacks on civilians.
The bombing has already started this year, with already 15 bombs dropped 2 weeks ago on the village of Mardes. All indicators are that a new cycle of violence is commencing.
The retired Catholic bishop calls on Sudanese leader al-Bashir, his government and rebels to sit down and negotiate for a just and peaceful solution to end the cycle of violence. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
More details on all of these stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.